I want to welcome everybody to the Florida Building Commission's Code Administration and Technical Advisory Committee meeting of October 6th. Remind us about our virtual participation process. Please keep your devices on mute. If you're on a phone, do not put yourself on hold. Be aware of background noises. Please state your name each time you speak. Wait till you're offered opportunities to speak. And TAC members, please state your name each time making and seconding an emotion. Public comment will be 3 minutes, which I'll describe it later in the process. And with that, I will determine whether we have a quorum. All right. Just wanted to point out one thing before I did, and that is Commissioner Gilson resigned from the commission as a result of work commitment, and Commissioner Brown is now the chair. So welcome, Commissioner Brown, as our new chair. So take and roll, Commissioner Brown.
Yes.
Here. Okay. My understanding is Commissioner Boyer will not be here today, so Mark Kim is not here. Bob Boyer?
Here.
All right. Shane Gerwig?
Should be joining shortly.
I hope so, because it's going to be a close call. Michael Garacio?
Here.
Great. I understand Gray Marker won't be able to make it today because of the hurricane, so he's not here. John O'Connor? I see, John, you're here. I don't know if you're hearing me. I'm going to mark you as present. All right, so that's four. So that is a quorum since we only have seven members at this time.
That's Shane Gerwig. Sorry, I was having a little bit of audio issues. I'm here.
Okay, great. Thanks, Shane. So we have five of seven. That's a quorum. So the two commissioners I know weren't going to be here, so that's consistent. All right. Then let's proceed with the agenda. Today's agenda is to approve the minutes from the September 27th meeting and then to provide your final recommendations to the commission on code amendments. In this case, we have two that have proposed that have comments that you'll consider today. With that, unless there is any questions, is there a motion to approve the agenda as posted by name?
So moved, Poirier.
Horacio, second.
We have a motion and a second. All in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? It's unanimous. The September 27th, 2022 meeting minutes were posted. Unless anybody has any additions and or corrections, is there a motion to accept the minutes as posted by name?
Motion to accept,
Boyer. Horacio, second.
Motion and a second, Boyer and Garacio, respectively. All in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? It's unanimous. Okay, I'm going to review the process. Mo will run us through the documents, and we'll go from there. I'm going to do this rather quickly because we're very familiar with it, and we only have two to take up. I'll introduce each of these in turn. I'll ask the proponent if they wish to speak on it. They'll have up to 3 minutes. Anybody else wishes to speak in favor will have 3 minutes. If there's pros and cons, there's one collective rebuttal opportunity of 2 minutes, not one each, just one single one from the pro and con side. Proponents and opponents are welcome to raise, you know, sort of to say I support it or not support it. They would like to do that to sort of add that to the mix that it's had to take into consideration. Clarifying questions, TAC members may ask clarifying questions if they like. Let me know. Opponent is free to withdraw a comment before the TAC consideration. After public comment, we'll come back to the TAC. The TAC will take action on the comment by either voting to approve the comment and amend their previous recommendation, or to deny the comment and retain their previous recommendation. So if a motion to approve is made and it doesn't pass, that's denial, and by default your original recommendation stands. But we need a motion either to approve the comment and amend your previous action, or to deny the comment, which would in essence retain your previous action. We're asking TAC not to make any changes. If you have a comment you want to make to the proponent, they can take the comment and make an effort at the commission prior to the commission meeting to to ask for a commissioner to pull for individual considerations that is on a consent agenda. It's a two-thirds vote requirement to pass it in the code process, and with five members, that would bring us down to a 4-1 would pass, and a 3-2 would fail. So only one member can vote against it, and it's still passed. So that's our threshold. The commission will take these up on consent agendas. There'll be a consent agenda for denial, consent agenda for approval, and then those that were recommended by the tax for individual consideration. Proponents, if they wish to request that the commission pull any for individual considerations, you need to submit that in writing to Mo Madani no later than November 22nd, 2022, so that we have time to get that organized for the commission's December meeting where they will take these up. Any commissioner, it's not automatic that they're pulled. You have to make the request that any commissioner may pull any off of either consent agenda at their discretion based on comment. Any questions on the process? Okay, then I am going to turn it to you, Mo. Mo, go ahead.
Good morning, and share screen, and then this is Mo Madani, and if from the agenda for the meeting, you should be able to click on the link that's under item number 4 of the agenda. That will take you to a matrix. As you see on the screen, this matrix consists of all the code changes that received comments on tax recommendation. Those are organized by tax, and where you have at this point the agenda for the tax, the detailed reports, and tracking chart. The tracking chart give you a summary of the code change and who submitted and etc. Similar to what we have done before. The detailed report give you more details about the code change and who submitted it, the text of mod, etc. So what we'll be using for this meeting for the code admin tag is the detailed report. If you click on it, you will see it'll start with telling us that for this meeting we have two code changes that received comments during the second 45-day comment period. So we have mainly first one is code change CA10334, and it tells us that this code change was denied. The TAC action in June was denying this code change. Tells us who submitted the code change, and also it tells us whether we have received a general comment or alternate language. So in this, it's in this case, you see it's a blue, so the highlight for general comments, so that means we have general comments. So if you scroll down, you will see what the general comments are. So we have general comments G1, G2, G3. After the general comment, you will see the text of mod that was submitted originally for this code change. And then if there's attachment, you see an attachment. After that, we will go to the next code change. Any question about the organization of the chart or any other questions? So if you decided to approve the comment, then you will be, in this case, approving the code change as amended. No questions. Yeah, take it from here. Thank you.
All right, well, we're going to start with 10334. You, as a TAC, voted to deny this last time. There's no alternate language proposed, just general comments. So I'm not going to call on general comments by name. I'll just ask if anybody from the public wishes to speak on this. This is your opportunity. Please state your name. You'll have 3 minutes. Well, first, we're going to say anybody wishes to speak in favor of this.
Hey, this is Milad Shabani, and I would like to talk in favor of this.
Okay, well, I'm going to let the person who made the comment first. I believe it was Greg Johnson, and I think Sam Francis works with Greg. So we'll start with Sam. This is speaking in favor of the comment, and then we'll have Milad. All right, Sam, go ahead. know. Yeah, but you're really breaking up badly. You have some audio difficulties. We're not able to hear you, Sam. It's garbled. Maybe try unplugging your headset and plugging it back in, just whatever you can do.
You can dial in.
How are we doing right now?
It's a little better. Let's give it a shot. Go ahead and start with the name representation.
Yeah, except I can't hear you now.
Go ahead and start.
Okay, let me start. Sam Francis, I submitted the comment to accept this proposal, the original comment submitted by Greg Johnson. And when you all heard this in your, I guess that was in the June meeting, there was opposition to it and much discussion about the nature of the requirement. This is a part of a package. It was done in ICC as a package, and it was brought to Florida as part of a package for inclusion in your building code. This particular piece of it is a very small piece at the end, so we're sort of beginning at the end here. It's simply a requirement for when mass timber kinds of construction are used that the inspections for cover for the purpose of protecting connectors be inspected at specific times and in specific ways. It's a pointer to that. It's the sort of thing that should be done anyway, but it's the kind of thing that certainly at the International Code Council's Forward Building Ad Hoc Committee, it was believed that this was an important enough consideration that it should be emphasized by adding it at this point. So, Mr. Johnson submitted this comment, this modification, for the purpose of adding it to the Florida Building Code. There was some opposition, and opponents are on. So
you have 30 minutes. 30 seconds, sorry.
And I'll certainly let them discuss their opposition. We did get together with opponents who had some technical concerns, the LOD being one, and we've resolved those. So I believe that the acceptance of this simple inspection direction is an important and positive step in the acceptance of mass timber in the Florida building.
Okay. Thank you, Sam. Your time has expired. Okay. Anybody else in the public wish to speak in support of the comment? I think, Malad, you said you did.
Yes. I'm not going to support or oppose it. I just want to clarify it. Our position right now. That's
go ahead.
All right. So Mulad Chabanian, representing IBHS, we had discussions with the American Council on different proposals, and they were able to resolve our concerns with some of the basically code changes proposed previously, with some comments, and if those comments approved by the other tax, like fire tax, then we will not oppose it anymore. But if they don't approve those comments, then we will stay with our previous position.
Okay. Anybody else in the public wish to speak in support of the comment?
Yes, this is Scott McAdam.
Go ahead, Scott.
In support of it for BOAS.
Okay. Anybody else wish to speak in support? All right. Anybody in opposition? I think, Mr. Belcher, you were had already indicated you wished to speak. Go ahead.
Joe Belcher for the Florida Independent Concrete and Associated Products, Inc. We request that you deny this change and retain your original denial. This references types of construction which are not adopted in the code, and there are other changes that we'll try to adopt them which we will be opposing. All the tacks have denied all the changes related to mass timber date, and we see no original, we see no reason, the general comment does not provide any substantial reason to change your original recommendation to deny. We request you deny. Thank you.
All right. Does anybody else in the public wish to speak in opposition to the comment? All right. Does the proponent, Sam, do you wish an opportunity for a two-minute rebuttal? Go ahead if you do. We're not hearing you. Are you speaking or not? Sam, do you wish to make a rebuttal? Give me some signal. I see you shaking your head. Okay, so we're not hearing you, so what do you need to do?
Can you hear me now?
Go ahead. I'll start your time again. You have 2 minutes. Go ahead. Your name
no problem. This is the first of these being heard in this round of TAC comments. So, in rebuttal to the opposition, it makes no sense to continue to oppose when the technical issues have been resolved with, for example, IBHS. You got to start somewhere, and simply rejecting this because it's the first one just makes no sense. This is part of a package. It's well thought out and I think well substantiated. And more importantly, mass timber elements are permitted already in the Florida code. I recognize that it says types 4A, 4B, and 4C, but types elements of 4C can be used, for example, in type 4 in your current code. So it's important to have this inspection trigger in the code.
Okay, thank you. Does the opponent, Mr. Belcher, wish an opportunity for rebuttal?
Yes, Joe Belcher. If the local jurisdiction wants to accept this type of construction in their jurisdiction, they can do that under the alternate materials and methods. These provisions have been denied already at least once by each TAC that heard them, and no reason was given, no substantial justification was given to reverse the TAC's position. We request you continue to deny this proposal. Thank you.
All right, that concludes public comment. Coming back to the TAC. TAC, your current recommendation to the commission is to deny. There's a comment which is basically asking you to approve it. If you can make a motion to approve the comment and amend your previous action, or you can make a motion to deny the comment, which would retain your previous action of denial. TAC members.
Hey, Jeff Shane Gerwig.
Yes, Shane.
Jeff, yeah, this is Shane Gerwig. You know, I don't think that there's anything substantial that was brought forward in order to kind of go with a different direction. You know, there's already provisions in the code to make sure that us, you know, as building officials, inspectors, and so forth, that we still inspect all of the structural and fire safety elements of a building anyways before they're, prior to them getting concealed. So even if other TACs wind up taking this forward and approving this, there's still language in the code that allows us to, that provides us the ability to provide the inspections and everything on the on the elements of this type of construction. So with that in mind, I'll make a motion to uphold our previous position and deny the code change.
Second. Any commissioner? Right, Boyer makes the second. We have a motion and a second to deny the comment. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
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 Are there any opposed? All right, so the motion to deny has passed unanimously on a 5-0 vote, so the tax previous recommendation of denial remains the recommendation. Okay, let's move on to our next one, which is 10348. There's an alternate language comment A1 submitted by Rebecca Quinn. Your previous recommendation on this was for denial. Rebecca, go ahead.
The alternate language that I submitted was on behalf of the Florida Division of Emergency Management, and Con Cole is not able to join us today, so he asked me to cover this for him. You may recall we requested denial. There was a great deal of discussion, but we requested denial so we could fix it. And I just want to remind you, the documentation is there, that this requirement of what we're trying to achieve flows from a FEMA requirement. And what you see as the alternate language was prepared with some advice from commission staff, since we were touching on affidavit aspects. Is someone going to scroll it so you can see the proposal? So we did really three things. One is what used to be an exception, we made a subsection because we think that's easier to read.
Jim, whoever's controlling this, you need to move it down further so you start off with 105.14 where it says permit issued. That's where. Okay, go ahead, Rebecca. That's where she's talking.
Right. And in both places, we made it clear that this requirement for the building official to review and inspect is only in flood hazard areas and only for the flood requirement. There at the bottom of 107, where we added 107.6.2, that is to capture those affidavits provided under that statute, and that statute is for the private providers. And I will be glad to answer any questions, but we urge your support to clarify this requirement that comes through FEMA.
Okay, thank you, Rebecca. Does anybody else in the public wish to speak in support of the comment?
Joe Belcher, Florida Home Builders Association. We did work with DEM to get this straightened out, and we support this change.
Great. Anybody else in the public wish to speak in support?
Bob McAdams, BOAF in support, and one reason would be the local jurisdictions are rated by CRS and ISO, and we're responsible for those ratings, so we cannot accept affidavits.
Okay. Who was it?
Jim Schock.
Go ahead, Jim. Jim Schock has spoken in support. Anybody else in the public wish to speak in support? Does anybody in the public wish to speak in opposition? I hear no opposition. I am going to turn it now for the TAC for an action. Again, a motion to approve would be to approve the comment, which would amend your previous action. TAC members?
This is Commissioner Brown. I would move approval of the proposed change.
I would second, Warrior.
We have a motion and a second from Commissioner Brown and Boyer to approve the comment. Is there any discussion on the motion?
Discussion, Shane Gerwick.
Go ahead, Shane.
So my question is for staff. But now, you know, reading through this language as far as there's concerned, my question for staff would be that, so there's provisions in here that would restrict the duties of a private provider from what I'm reading. So Mo, would this kind of get into the statutory language and perhaps limit the services available by a private provider by doing this? Would this kind of knock the private provider out of certain plan review and inspections in flood hazard areas?
This is Mo Madani. That's actually the change as incorporated into A1 would make it clear it is not. There's no duplicative inspection or plans review. The only thing here is that the building official is responsible for mainly making sure the certificate is submitted and whether for inspections or plans review and inspected. So there's no requirement here that they have to do duplicative inspections or plans review, which is what the issue with the original modification. So we're okay with this one as written.
Justin, do you want to weigh in as legal counsel?
Take him out.
No, I mean, if Mo is satisfied with it, I think that it does seem like it addresses most of those concerns. And so if Mo thinks from a technical point of view this isn't infringing on what the private provider is able to do, then I'm fine.
Okay.
Rebecca,
well, Rebecca, not unless somebody, one of the TAC members wishes to ask. We have a motion and the question was asked of legal staff or technical staff at this time. So if there's somebody, if our TAC member wants to ask questions to the public, they're welcome to do so. Okay, we have a motion and a second for approval. Is there any further discussion? All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
And opposed? The motion passes unanimously. For the comment, so that the tax recommendation to the commission is now amended to recommend approval. Okay, that is the substantive part. Is there anybody else in the public who wishes to make a comment?
Jeff, this is Jamie Gaskin. Can you hear me?
Yes, Jamie.
Sorry. Good morning, everyone. Sorry I couldn't chime in earlier. My microphone seemed to have had issues. But in the previous action that was taken on Section 107.6.1, it just has the words flood hazard areas inserted there in that title. It seems like it needs some form of article or something. Building permits issued in flood hazard areas on the basis of an affidavit.
What is shown on screen now is not the alternate. There you go.
Right. So from A1, what was shown for A1?
Scroll down.
Scroll right. And when I'm able to, I appreciate the opportunity to make an additional comment.
Yes, so my comment is there on 107.6.1 of the underlined flood hazard areas. Seems like it might be missing a word there, but I guess that could be fixed editorially when it's being inserted. Thank you.
Roger. Okay, additional public comment. Go ahead, Rebecca.
Yes, I would like to make clear that nothing FEMA has said would prevent a private provider from submitting the affidavits. FEMA only expects that the community review. And so this, in DEM's opinion, and after consultation with commission staff, does not alter what the private provider is authorized to do.
Okay. Any additional public comment? Any TAC member or staff comment? Commissioner Brown, I'm going to turn it to you, please, to adjourn us. We're not hearing you, Commissioner. You must be on mute.
Yes, okay, you should hear me now. Good work today, and we appreciate your time and attention, and with that, we will stand adjourned.
Thank you, Commissioner. Thanks, everybody.
Thank you, guys.